And now, Don Blackwell.
We're going to be doing something a little bit unusual today, and that is I'm going to invite you to take a test. I invite you to get a pencil and a piece of paper, and we're going to ask some questions, and then we want you to honestly answer each question, yes or no. The test today is not going to be a knowledge test. It's going to be somewhat of a self-evaluation test. We want to do what is taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, where the Bible says, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves." And so today we're going to take kind of a self-examination. This will probably be one of the simplest sermons you've ever heard. It's not complicated at all. It's very easy. What we're going to do is this. I'll read the question, and then I'm going to read some passages of Scripture, and then I want you to answer the question. But I want you to listen very closely to the passages before you answer the question, and you might even want to write the Scripture references on your paper so that you can consider them after the conclusion of the program. I'm going to ask several questions today, and I encourage you, if you are tuning into the program today, please participate in this test. The first question today is simply this. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Yes or no? In John chapter 3 and verse 16, in the golden text of the Bible, we're told that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 8 and 24, Jesus said, "If you believe not that I am He, you will die in your sins." In Mark 16, 15 and 16, in the Great Commission, we're told, "Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not, he that does not believe, shall be damned." Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him." Romans 1 and 16, the Apostle Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto all them that believe." Now the question, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Yes or no? Question number 2, have you repented of your sins, or are you willing to repent of your sins? In Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, the Bible says, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Luke 13 and verse 3, Jesus said, "I tell you no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, His promises, but we're told that He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Notice it's universal. All should come to repentance. Now let's answer the question. Have you repented of your sins, or are you willing to repent of your sins? Yes or no? Question number 3, have you confessed your faith in Jesus? In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, the Lord said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." And friends, you know, a man can deny the Lord as much by the way he lives as by the words that he says. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 37, Philip, the teacher, said to the Ethiopian, the student, "If you believe, you may." In other words, you may be baptized if you believe. And the Ethiopian said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Romans 10 and verse 9 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Okay, answer the question now. Number 3, have you confessed your faith in Jesus? How are you doing so far in the test? Question number 4, have you been baptized? Have you been baptized? Matthew 28 and verse 18 in the Great Commission, Christ said, "All power has been given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Mark 16 and verse 15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now listen to this. "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." Galatians 3:27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Now, did you see that? The baptism that we're talking about is the kind that puts a man into Christ, not a baptism that puts a man into a denomination, not a baptism that adds one to many of the religious groups in the world today. It is the baptism of the New Testament, and it's based on a proper understanding of the one body of Christ and the purpose of baptism, and it adds a man to the church of Christ. That's what we want to know in this test, not whether you were baptized into a denomination, but have you been baptized into Christ, into the one church we read about in the Bible with the knowledge and understanding. Hebrews 5 and verse 8 says about the Lord, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, being made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Notice, salvation is for those who obey the Lord. Have you obeyed the Lord by being baptized? Question number 5, have you been immersed? Now, you may be thinking we just answered that question, but I want to be more specific. Have you been immersed? And the reason I ask this question is there are a lot of people in the world today who claim to have been baptized, but they have never been immersed. Maybe when they were children, when they were babies, they were sprinkled. They had water sprinkled upon them, or water was poured on them at some point in their life. But the Bible teaches that baptism is immersion. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism." Now listen to this, because the wording is very significant. We are buried with him in baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. Notice that preceding the newness of life, that is when my sins have been forgiven and I am raised as a new creature, I'm raised to walk in newness of life. Prior to that, I am buried in baptism. Why the word buried? Because baptism is immersion. In Acts chapter 8, when the Ethiopian was baptized, the Bible says that he and Philip again was the teacher, and the Ethiopian was the one being baptized, that they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And then they both came up out of the water. Now, friends, why is it significant, and why does the Bible repeatedly tell us that they both went down into the water? They both came up out of the water. He baptized him. The significance of this is that baptism is immersion. In order to properly baptize, in the Bible sense of the word, they both went down into the water. And furthermore, the Greek word for baptize is a word that literally means, the meaning of this word is to dip, to plunge, or to immerse. And so when Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved," it would be perfectly appropriate for us to substitute the word immerse and to translate it this way: "He that believes and is immersed shall be saved." Because that's what the question is. That's what the word means. And so answer the question now. Yes or no, have you been immersed? Question number 6, have you been baptized for the remission of your sins? Now, the reason that this question is on the test is that many people in the religious world have been baptized. In fact, they have been immersed. But they've been baptized for a reason that is not scriptural, or for a reason that really repudiates the real purpose of baptism. Now, I'm going to read a couple of passages to you that illustrate the purpose of baptism, and that is the forgiveness of sins. But you know, there are a great number of churches today who are teaching and practicing a baptism that repudiates what the Bible says about baptism. They're teaching a baptism that has nothing to do with the forgiveness of sins or with you being saved. They say that your sins are forgiven and you're saved and then you're baptized. And a baptism like that will go along with words like these: "I now baptize you because God, for Christ's sake, has already forgiven or pardoned your sins." Friends, it's important to know that the baptism of the Bible, the one that's necessary for salvation, that baptism is for the remission of our sins. And Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 makes it very plain: "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. See, the Bible is stressing that the purpose of baptism, what baptism is going to accomplish, is it's going to bring about the remission of sins. In Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, the question is asked, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Again, we stress, what is the purpose of baptism? What does baptism accomplish according to this verse? It says that baptism, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Baptism washes away sin. Now, Peter later tells us in 1 Peter 3, 20 and 21, that it is not the power of the water that washes away sins. It's not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but it's the answer of a good conscience toward God, because God has demanded it. And Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4 teach us that in baptism, I am buried into the death of Christ. That in the place where Jesus shed his blood was in his death. And when I am baptized, I'm baptized into that death. And I contact the cleansing blood of Jesus. And therefore, I can be washed of my sins. And so for a person to suggest that I can be saved without baptism is to suggest that I can be saved without the blood of Jesus. So let's answer it. Number 6, have you been baptized for the remission of sins? Number 7, are you a Christian? And the truth is, if you've answered yes to all the questions so far, 1 through 6, the answer to this is going to be yes. But if you answered no to any of these questions, the answer to this must also be no. Galatians 3 and verse 26 says, "For we are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." Friends, in order to go to heaven, a person must have answered yes to all of these questions. It is the greatest of all tests. Are you prepared to stand before God in judgment?